We're discussing, I believe, the story of Ramananda Roy displays the ultimate limits of prema. And Lord Chaitanya is glorified, Pradyumna Mishra. And then Pradyumna is returned to Ramananda Roy, and Ramananda Roy is speaking to him so many wonderful things. He was asking so many questions, and Rai Ramananda was giving answers. And they were both absorbed in ecstatic love to hear these discussions of Vrasakata from Rai Ramananda's lips. And they both forgot their bodily consciousness. They didn't even know the day had ended. Vakta shurtakai shuni dune prema vesh natma smriti nahi kahan janiba dina shesh. The speaker, Ramananda Roy, and the listener, Pradyumna Mishra, in Jagannath Puri, they heard and spoke in ecstatic love, prema vesh. And because of this, atma smriti nahi. Atma smriti. They did not remember smriti. They had no remembrance of their atma. Atma means body, mind, existence. So, kahan. Kahan janiba. They were, they couldn't understand where the dina shesh. Where was the end of the day? What happened? What happened? Where'd the day go? The whole day we spent. Sevaka kahila dina hoila avasan tabi rai krishna katar karila vishram. The servant informed them the day has already ended. Then Ramanand ended his discourses. So Pradyumna Mishra was very happy. Mishra nachite lagila. He said, I'm very happy with your discussions. And I'm so happy you filled me with so much enlightenment and encouragement and satisfaction. These are three different categories. Enlightenment, encouragement, and satisfaction. And these are the results of actual hearing Harikatha. When one hears Harikatha from a bona fide Vaishnava, then the listener becomes enlightened and becomes satisfied, right? And becomes encouraged. Becomes encouraged to go forward and encouraged to surrender and encouraged to practice devotion with more and more enthusiasm. And he becomes also enlightened and he becomes satisfied. Haritoshanam. Tushanti cha varamanti cha. Machita matkata prana bodhiyantas prantapa. Katayantas chamam nityam. Tushanti cha varamanti cha. Becomes very satisfied, very joyful. So this is some of the beautiful results of simply hearing Harikatha. So his heart was so thrilled by hearing these beautiful topics of Harikatha and all this Siddhanta, Gaudiya Siddhanta from Ramananda Roy, that after, at the end of the day they forgot everything, but finally the servant only reminded them. And then they said, I should go now to take something to eat and return tomorrow. And then He started exhibiting an anubhav. His heart became so thrilled that he exhibited an anubhav of dancing, which is a voluntary expression of great joy. He started dancing. Gari giya mishra kaila snana bhojan sandhyakali dekite aila prabhu racharan. After returning home, Pradyumna Mishra bathed, took his meal, and in the evening time came to see the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Prabhu Charan, dekite Prabhu Charan. Prabhura Charana Bande Ula Sitaman, Prabhu Kaya Krishna Kata, Aila Shravan. In great happiness, Pradyumna Mishra worshipped the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu at Nangabhira. And the Lord inquired, did you hear topics about Krishna today? Krishna Kata Shravan? So this is like Sankirtan devotees giving the Sankirtan report. At the end of the day, how did you do? So he went back to Lord Chaitanya and said, what's the report? Did you hear some Harikatha? Oh, yes, definitely. Mishrakai, Prabhu More, Kritartha Karila, Krishna Katam Ritarnave, More Dubhaila. He says, my dear Lord, you have made me Kritartha, I'm satisfied. You have made me extremely obliged to you because you have drowned me in the nectarine ocean of talks about Krishna. Katamrita, Katamrita Arnave, More Dubaila. So the Arnava, the ocean of Katha, the nectar ocean of Krishna Katha, Amrita Arnave, Dubaila, drowning in the nectarine ocean of Krishna Katha. Ramananda Raya Katha, Kahile Nahai, Manushya Nahirai, Krishna Bhakti Rasamai. Krishna Bhakti Rasamai, Manushya Nahirai. Pradyumna Mishra confided in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh my Lord, I cannot properly describe the discourses that I received from Ramananda Roy. He is not an ordinary man, Manushya Nahi. He is fully absorbed in the devotional service of the Lord, Krishna Bhakti Rasamai." So this is the guru. The guru, Ramananda Roy, is acting as Bhajan Shiksha Guru for Pradyumna Mishra. And so his admission here upon associating with him, hearing Hari Katha from him, and observing the transformations that he experienced in the association of Rai Ramananda, and experiencing the transformations of Rai Ramananda, and most importantly, the quality of the Hari Katha and the influence that the Hari Katha had on his mind and heart to fill him with ulas and, as I said, encouragement, satisfaction, and enlightenment, then he's remarking his assessment of the position of his teacher, his Bhajan Shiksha Guru, Ramananda Roy. Pradyumna Mishra is giving his appreciation now that he understands clearly, to some extent, the proper identity of the teacher. Initially, when he met the teacher, he said, "Oh, who is this guy? What is this guy? He's massaging these ladies and Devadasis, and they're naked, and he's bathing them, and I don't want to hear any Hari Katha from him." And he left there. Firstly, he was thinking in his mind, I'm Pradyumna Mishra. I'm a high-class, cultured, educated, prestigious, and famous Brahmin, and I'm being sent to Ramananda Rai. Rai is a title of a lower caste person, and I heard he was a governor of Madras. He's a Kayasta, and he's a lower class. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya is sending me there. There must be something good reason for it. But then when I went there, my mind was already full of shamshai, doubts about his qualification or his adhikar to give me Hari Katha that I'm looking for. And then when I went there, oh, forget it. His servant informed me he couldn't come and see me, first of all, because he was busy bathing some naked girls. And Panditji can't meet you right now. He's a little busy. Oh, excuse me, is he studying Shastra? Is he chanting his Anik? Chanting his Gayatri? Anik? Or is he perhaps doing puja? Thakurji's puja, Shaligram puja? Then the servant said, "Well, sort of doing some kind of puja. You could call it puja." "What do you mean, sort of?" "Well, you know, it's a different kind of puja." "No, really, what is your master doing?" "Well, he's rubbing oil on the private parts of some dancing girls." "Acha?" "Yeah, not only that, but the whole bodies, their arms and limbs and back. And then he's bathing them, then he's dressing them and decorating them very particularly with all the proper alankar and ornamentation and painting their faces. And then he's teaching them how to dance and move in different dance steps and show different mudras and different facial expressions and different movements of the eyes. And then he's teaching them, acha. Well, I guess I'll go now. Maybe I'll see you some other time." And, "Oh, who should I say came to see him?" "Oh, never mind. It doesn't really matter. It's not so important." And he goes back to Lord Chaitanya. "Did you meet Ramananda Roy?" "Oh, yeah, I met, yeah, Ramananda Roy. Thanks. Made a nice joke. You got a good joke on me, Ramananda, Mahaprabhu." "Oh, no, he didn't speak anything?" "No, he was a little busy today." "Should I go back again tomorrow?" "Oh, yes, you didn't hear Hari Katha. You should go back tomorrow." So then he went back, and now that same person who was so full of samshaya and doubts and confusion and speculations about the identity or position of Ramananda Roy, now he's saying, "Manush Nahi Rai. This Rai is not a man, he's not a Manush. He is not any kind of man of this world. And I've heard the katha from him. And what is his identity? Mahaprabhu, what I surmise is this, what little bit I can put together, understand. He is Krishna Bhakti Ras Maya. Maya means made of. He's saturated with, he's constituted of nothing but ras. He's an ocean, a dripping, moist, unlimitedly deep and surging ocean full of waves of ecstatic bliss, of Bhakti Ras Arnava. He's an ocean of ras, and he's only sprinkled me with a few drops, and I'm completely drowning. Just in a few drops of mercy he is bestowed to me by your kind mercy. I cannot properly describe, my Lord, the Harikatha I heard from Ramanand Roy. Definitely he is not an ordinary being. He is fully absorbed in devotional service of the Lord. Somehow, it's hard. I could never imagine 100 years trying to translate Bengali and Sanskrit into understandable English for the ordinary hippie of 1975, which Prabhupada did. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Maya becomes absorbed in devotional service of the Lord. So someone just joins a temple and they're working day and night. And they don't sleep. They're working on Rath Yatra, painting and cooking and this, that, building and running and get permits and everything and preparing. And they're sleeping 1 or 2 hours. It seems like a night. It seems like they're fully absorbed in devotional service. So you can say, oh, he's serving Prabhupada, his order. He's fully absorbed. But can you say he's Krishna Bhakti Rasamaya? So it's very difficult. Because Krishna Bhakti Rasamaya is like a very high, extraordinary state. Krishna Bhakti Rasamaya is saturated with Bhakti Ras, this blissful, ecstatic mood of feeling Krishna's presence and seeing Krishna's form and pastimes at every moment. Krishna Bhakti Ras. As Bhakti Ras, this is experience, this divine rapture comes not at the level of the new devotee or the totally absorbed new devotee, but this Bhakti Ras is tasted at the level of prema. And even someone at the level of prema gets a few drops, but to be Krishna Bhakti Rasamoy means one is like Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdi Lahari Kalola Magno Mohur. Six Goswamis, they were Gopi Bhava Rasa. Krishna Bhakti Ras is Gopi Bhava Ras. Rasamrita. They're just swimming and diving in the waves. So now Pradyumna Mishra understands my guru is not ordinary. My Ramananda Roy, my Bhajan Shiksha Guru, he's extremely extraordinary. Gurudev Srila Prabhupada gives us tika. One is forbidden to accept the guru or spiritual master as an ordinary human being. Gurushu Nara Mati. This means, it's part of a longer verse, Nara means Naraka. It also means that if he thinks that, then he goes, it's hellish mentality. But Nara means human being. Mati means he thinks. Mati means intelligence or concept. He conceptualizes the guru as a Nara, that he's a human being, Narahari. He's an ordinary human being. This is forbidden. When Ramananda Roy spoke to Pradyumna Mishra, then Pradyumna Mishra could understand that Ramananda Roy was not an ordinary human being. A spiritual master, a spiritually advanced person who is authorized to act as the spiritual master speaks as the Supreme Personality of Godhead dictates from within his heart. Thus, it is not he that is personally speaking. So when the guru speaks or in the bhajan shiksha guru or diksha guru speaks, he's not speaking. God is speaking. When a pure devotee or spiritual master speaks, what he says should be accepted as having been directly spoken by God himself in the parampara system. Pradyumna Mishra goes on to say, Areka katarai kahila amare Krishna kata vaktakari na janiha more. There's one other thing Ramananda Roy said to me. Do not consider me the speaker in these talks about Krishna. Krishna katha vakta kari na janiha, janiha mori. Don't think it's me. It's not me. Vakta kari, vak like vag, vagishvara. Vagishvara means the controller of speech. Vagisha is the name for Saraswati. It's a Saraswati of the material world, and it's transcendental Divya Saraswati, the wife of Lord Narayan. Vagisha. So she is the goddess of speech. Vakta kari na janiha more. Krishna katha. I'm not speaking Krishna katha. Krishna's speaking Krishna katha. And of course, this brings up a very well-known anecdote, or pastime, whatever you want to call it, an anecdote in the life of Srila Prabhupada, that one disciple came one evening to see him, his guru, and he was very surprised because Srila Prabhupada was sitting in Mayapur at his desk, and he was, with great enthusiasm, he was reading a Krishna book. It was evening time. Krishna Prabhupada was drinking some hot milk with some maybe herbal Ayurvedic herbs or something in it, medicine. And he was drinking, like we all do, drink hot milk, as he instructed us to do. And then he was drinking hot milk and he was reading Krishna book with great excitement in his face and great interest and delight seen in his eyes as he was reading, completely absorbed. No one else was in the room. One servant came in the room to attend to his sleeping arrangements. And he noticed that Prabhupada was totally engrossed in reading a Krishna book. And that disciple very humbly said to Srila Prabhupada, rather in amazement, "Srila Prabhupada, you're reading Krishna book?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes." He said, "But this is your book. I mean, you wrote this book. You wrote this book for us. You put this for your disciples." And Prabhupada said, No, I did not write this book. I did not write this book. Krishna wrote this book. And I'm relishing what Krishna wrote." So Prabhupada was, he was the same thing here, that Pradyumna Mishra, or rather, Ramananda Roy is reminding Pradyumna Mishra, you may consider or think, "Oh, Ramananda Roy, you're speaking so wonderful, such wonderful Krishna katha, such wonderful Siddhanta and Leela Katha. You're such a wonderful speaker, such a greatly advanced devotee, and so compassionate towards me." So Ramananda Roy detected that type of thinking in his student, Pradyumna Mishra. So he wanted to check that by saying, "Listen, don't give any praise to me or any glorification to me. Not only do I don't want such pratishtha, but all glories to Srila Prabhupada," as we say. We may say it from our lips and we may say it from our heart. There's a vast difference. Anatomically, the difference between the lips and the heart is only 8 inches, 9 inches. But in terms of bhav, the distance between the lips and the heart is lifetimes. So one person says, "All glories to Srila Prabhupada." It may be lip deep. Another person says, "All glories to Srila Prabhupada." And then it goes heart deep over many lifetimes of many hearts piled up on top of each other. For example, in the morning in Prem Dwani, some devotees, they say, "All glories to Samal devotees, all glories to Samal devotees, all glories to Samal devotees, all glories to Sri Gauranga." And you can understand that they don't really feel in their heart that the devotees are glorious. They don't really appreciate that the devotees sitting amongst them in any particular temple are very exalted, surrendered, serious personalities, divinely inspired jivas that have turned their faces towards Krishna and are attempting their own way, in their own sincere way, to go to Krishna and surrender to Krishna. They say, "All glories to all devotees, Hare Krishna, all glories to all devotees, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees of Krishna." I mean, feelingly, lovingly, you actually appreciate those devotees and you respect those devotees, you love those devotees, you serve those devotees. They're your life, they're your pran. Vaishnav Seva, Jivadoya, Namruchi. So then you can really heartily say, Nityalila Purushottam Sri Srimadi Siyu Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Then you go on and all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. They are glorious. And by their mercy, I will be blessed. I need them. I depend on them. They're my everything. Without devotees, I'm nothing. Without shelter, support, association, we're nothing. All glories to the assembled devotees. So Ramananda Roy is saying, it's not me, Pradyumna. I'm not speaking. He is speaking. He is speaking his topics. Because you want to hear about him, he's using me as the amplifier. Krishna katha vakta kari na janiha more. Don't think it's me. It's not me. I'm not the speaker in these topics. Krishna katha vakta. Mora mukhe katha kahina apane gora chandra yai chekahaya tai chekai yena vina yantra. Ramananda Roy is continuing to speak. Pradyumna, whatever I speak is personally spoken by Lord Gaurachandra. Like a stringed instrument, I vibrate whatever he causes me to speak. A Veena Yantra. Interesting, he picks a Veena, which is Radharani's instrument. All different gopis, and as you know, Krishna's Vamshidhari, Muralidhar, Venu, he plays flute. And then that's his characteristic instrument. Of course, he plays the panpipe also, and then the singha, buffalo horn. These three instruments he plays. But Radharani, she plays veena. She plays the veena so expertly. She captivates Krishna with her veena playing. So Ramananda Roy, of course, is Vishakha, and I believe Vishakha plays mridanga or pakawach, a drum, type of drum in Rasalila. But here, Ramananda Roy Vishakha is saying, it's not me. Gaurachandra, he is speaking these topics. I am like a stringed instrument. I vibrate whatever he causes me to speak. This is Veena Yantra. Yantra means machine. Yantra Rudani Maya, Krishna says in Gita. This body is a yantra, is a machine. So this Veena Yantra means that Radharani, Mahaprabhu is in Radhabhav. And Mahaprabhu is entering into Vishakha. And now Vishakha is playing Veena instead of Mridanga. When Vishakha is by herself in Rasalila, she plays Mridanga. But now in Gauralila, she's playing Veena. She's playing the Veena of Radharani's words. Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name. So if Narada Muni's Veena is vibrating Radhika Nam, Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name. Radhika Raman. Radhika Raman Name. So this is a Veena. It's like one of those Casio synthesizers. You press a button and it plays itself. Press and goes, and you just listen. Plays flute or whatever. So this Veena is vibrating Nam. So this same thing that Ramananda Roy said, I'm a Veena Yantra. That Gauranga, Radharani, is using me as her Veena. Radharani picks up the Veena. When Radharani plays the Veena, what comes out of the Veena? Radhika Ramana Nam. When she plays the Veena, she calls the name of Krishna, Ram, Radhika Raman, the lover of Radhika. One who gives confident, intimate bliss to Radharani, Raman. Raman means amorous pleasure. Raman, Ramani. Radhika Raman. So Radhika gives, she derives amorous pleasure from Krishna and she provides amorous pleasure to Krishna, Radhika Raman. So Radharani plays her Veena, she's vibrating her Veena, and the Veena is only sending out beautiful sounds to please Krishna, beautiful vibrations, raga. They say ragas. Raga means attachment, color, love, rag. So everything about Radharani is to attach Krishna to her. And everything that she does, every sound she speaks, every word she vibrates, every song she sings, and every note of her veena. Ding, Krishna, dang, sham, ding, damodar, ding, madhav, ding, Radhika Raman. So this is Ramananda Roy saying, I'm Vishakha, but Mahaprabhu in Radhabhav has turned me into a Veena Yantra. Like a stringed instrument, a Veena, specifically a Veena, I vibrate whatever he causes me to speak. So it simply says in English, like a stringed instrument, I vibrate whatever he causes me to speak. But in Bengali it says, Kahaya taiche kahi jena Veena Yantra. That's a Veena machine, a musical instrument called a Veena. I am the Veena in the hands of Radharani, appearing as Gauranga, Gaurachandra, and even the word he doesn't use, even the word he says here, the Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya, the verse says, Gaurachandra, that one who has a golden face, that personality has a beautiful golden moon-like face, Gaurachandra. That Gaurachandra in Krishna Leela is Chandramukhi, Chandramukhi Radha. Chandramukhi Radha is Gaurachandra. The Chandramukhi Radha is Radharani's beautiful golden face, like the rising moon in the Sharad season, a beautiful goldish red color, Rakta Gaur. Rakta Gaur. So, Gaurangi Gauranga. Gaurangi, golden limb Radha. Gauranga, golden limb Gaur. So, Gaurachandra. Gaurachandra has made Ramananda Roy into a Veena. Now, Radharani is playing the Veena of Ramananda Roy, making beautiful music come out. And he's saying that I'm vibrating whatever she causes me to speak. Mora mukhe kahai kata kare parachar. Prithivite ke janibe e lila tanhar. Ramananda tells Pradyumna. In this way, the Lord speaks through my mouth to preach the cult of Krishna consciousness. Within this world, who will understand this pastime of Lord Chaitanya's? Ye sabhi shunilan. Krishna Rasara Sagar, Brahmadi Devara Savana Haya Gochara. O my Lord, whatever I have heard from Ramananda Roy is like a nectarine ocean of discourses about Krishna. Krishna Rasara Sagar. Krishna Ras Sagar, an ocean of Krishna Ras. Even the demigods, beginning with Brahma, Brahma Adi Deva, cannot understand all these topics. Savana Haya Gochara. Hina Rasa Panamore. Karila tumi, janmi janmi tomara pai, vikailana ami. My dear Mahaprabhu, you have made me drink this transcendental nectar of Krishna Katha. Therefore I am sold to your lotus feet life after life. So this is the appreciation, the zenith of appreciation of Pradyumna Mishra, who was forced by Lord Chaitanya to go hear Hari Katha from Pradyumna Mishra. From Ramananda Roy. He forced Pradyumna Mishra. Against his will, he went once and came back, and Lord Chaitanya pushed him, go again. And now he's completely transformed. He said, it's by rasapan. I drank this ras, janmi, janmi, tomar pai, vikailana ami. I am sold to your lotus feet. Mahaprabhu replied, Prabhu kahi, Ramananda vinayara khani, apanara khatapara munde dhinani. Ramananda Roy is a mine, a gold mine of great humility. Therefore, he has attributed his own words to another's intelligence. Anubhavera e sahaja, subhava hai, apanara gun nahi, apane kahai. Mahaprabhu said, Pradyumna, this is the natural characteristic of those advanced in devotional service. They do not personally speak of their own good qualities. Ramananda Rayare Kahulun Gunalesh Pradyumna Mishra Jaiche Kaila Upadesh. Krishna's Kaviraj, the author, steps in. I have described but a fraction of the transcendental attributes of Ramananda Roy as revealed when he instructed Pradyumna Mishra. Grihastahana Nahirai Shadvargera Vashe Vishayihana Sanyasiri Upadeshe. Krishna's Kaviraj extols Ramananda Roy. Although Ramananda Roy was a householder grihasta, he was not under the control of the six kinds of bodily changes, Shadvarg Vashe. Although he apparently was a pound and shillings man, Vishayi, he was able to instruct even persons in the renounced order of life. Nesava guna tanra prakasha karite, mishra pataila tahan shravana karite. To demonstrate the transcendental attributes of Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu sent the exalted Brahman, Pradyumna Mishra, to hear discourses about Krishna from him. So socially, according to Varnashram Dharma, Ramananda Rai was grihastha, and he was kayast, something like a Vaishya and a Shudra, a wealthy Vaishya, but something like Shudra also, far removed from the Brahmin class, like he's like fourth class person, and mixed up with politics and all these things. And Pradyumna Mishra was a very high class Brahmin. And he came to Lord Chaitanya initially for instruction. He said, no, hear from Ramananda Rai. So he did, and he was duly satisfied and enlightened. And so this is the point here that Prabhupada will discuss in his purport, which I'll read, and you can go. But so one may be a householder, a woman, or whatever, but anyone who speaks Harikatha, if they're empowered by Lord Gauranga, then they will have Katha Prabhav. They will have effect. People become changed. And don't be sad if you preach Krishna Katha and you can only change one person. That's one person delivered from the material world. You have to imagine that whomever you're speaking to, they've been in the material world for millions and millions and millions of years. They've been cultivating attachments to this material world for millions of years. And if your Harikatha, your purity, and your realization, and your compassion, and your sincerity, and your delivery of Harikatha, are able to deliver one person in your Sangha back home, back to Godhead, then you're fully successful in your service of Harikatha Seva. Big numbers is not the real measurement, but big result is the real measurement. As it says in the Bible, many are called, only few are chosen. So many are called to the sound of God's vibration, but very few are chosen for his eternal service. Krishna says the same thing in Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye, yatatam api siddhanam kaschimam vaditatvata. Thousands of people hear about God, thousands of people look towards God, but only one makes it, because only one is truly sincere. So a pracharak of Harikatha, he is a sincere personality, he has gained the favor of the Lord. There is no one more dear to the Lord than he who is preaching the glories of the Lord. Krishna tells this in Gita. He's saying, no one is more dear to me than he who preaches the glories, my glories to devotees. So someone who turns their face towards the Lord, they're Vaishnav, Prakriti Bhakta, or Vaishnav Prai, but they're in that category. So this is a wonderful activity. So Ramananda Roy is showing that even though externally looking like not qualified, but actually he was the most qualified. He was so qualified he could even instruct God. He could even teach God about Rasa Katha. So Ramananda Roy was instructing Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambhira, all about Prem Leela and Rasa Leela, and Gita Govinda and Dasama Skanda. So this is an encouragement for all the preachers of the Lord to go on relentlessly despite all opposition. And all internal opposition of our own mind, and external opposition from the environment. Because it is the Lord we are endeavoring to please. No one, if you please anyone in this world, that's a very good proposition for those who want to stay in the material world. But those who want to leave this material world, then their main focus is pleasing God and his devotees. And by doing that, we can gain perfection of human life and go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Rai Ramananda Rai externally appeared to be a grihastha who was under the influence of the external material energy. He was not a self-controlled brahmachari vanaprastha sannyasi. Grihasthas who were under the influence of the external energy accept householder life for the purpose of sense enjoyment. But a transcendentally situated Vaishnava is not subjected to the influence of the senses by the Lord's material rule of the six kinds of bodily changes, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. Even when he plays the part of a grihastha, although Ramananda Roy acted like a grihastha and was accepted as a wealthy man, he was always absorbed in the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna. Therefore, his mind was spiritually situated. He was interested only in the subject of Krishna. Haribo. Ramananda Roy was not among the Mayavadi impersonalists or materialistic logicians who were opposed to the principles of Krishna's transcendental pastimes. He was already situated spiritually in the order of renounced life. Therefore, he was able to turn sand into gold by his spiritual potency. In other words, to elevate a person from material to spiritual position. So this is Prabhupada's alchemy. This is real spiritual alchemy. It's not simply manipulating mercury and copper. Alchemy is based on combining mercury and copper to produce gold, because they're elemental. By atomic structure, they're similar. There's just one carbon compound's difference between gold and mercury. Gold and copper. So mercury is that catalyst which can actually convert. If you can combine mercury with copper, you can get gold. But to do that, you have to melt the copper. It has to be liquid. And you have to melt the mercury. And as soon as you melt the mercury, it evaporates. It's called alchemy. Maybe you've heard. Because they understood, wow, we can make a lot of gold cheap, because copper is cheap. Copper pennies, it used to be. You get a bunch of gold, and mercury is relatively cheap. And it's so close, but couldn't do it. So they tried. It's called alchemy. Science of making fast money. Fast gold, because gold was a medium of exchange, not paper. So this is the analysis. This is really alchemy. It's not simply one item away. It's taking sand, which is simply mica. Mica and some calcium carbonate and some other things which make sand. And then you turn that into gold. That's really alchemy. So this is the power of Harikatha. Harikatha, vibrated by a pure personality, can take sand and turn sand into gold. So Rai Ramananda, he was taking, his katha was able to transform Pradyumna Mishra into a Rasika Vaishnava of the Lord. So this concludes our story of Ramananda Roy shows the limits of pure love in his behavior, in his internal realization, and in his expression of his realization, taking the shape of his preaching. At all levels, he was established in the highest level of love of God. And that is the greatest force behind preaching, the purity of love. Purity is a force. Utility is a principle. We can be utilized. Utility as a principle means that we can be utilized to the degree of our purity. The greater the purity, the greater the utilization. Utility is a principle. So the principle is Krishna wants to use everyone and everything in his service. Unless we're pure, we can't be utilized. So the more pure we are, the more we can be utilized. And the force of purity is love. So the greatest servants of the Lord are the lovers of God. So that's utility as a principle. This is the real meaning of utility as a principle. As I become more purified, I can have more utility. I can do more things. And that purity comes as we increase our attachment to Krishna and our love for Krishna. Then we become more and more pure and empowered. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishnanam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Nahi Tara Pravartan. In Kali Yuga, this is the Yuga of Premnam Sankirtan. Kuranga Premnam, we are meant to carry, to accept and receive the love of Lord Chaitanya and distribute to others through the means of the holy name, Premnam Sankirtan. And to do that, to have that empowerment, then we have to have Shakti. Krishna Shakti Nahi, Tara Pravartan. We cannot establish Krishna's holy name in this world. We cannot establish Premnam in this world unless we have Krishna Shakti. Now, who is Krishna Shakti? Prem Segaho. Shri Radha, Shri Radhe, Prem Se Gaho, Shri Radha. So Krishna Shakti, Sarva Shakti Mayi means Radharani. Radharani's Karuna or compassion appears before us as Shri Guru. Shri Guru is a combination of Ladani Shakti and Samvit Shakti, Bhakti Shakti. So Radharani, we first get introduced to Radharani through the agency of Guru, Shri Guru. The Guru representing Shri and the energy of Shri, Ladini and Samvit, knowledge and love. The ability to love Krishna and know Krishna and surrender to Krishna and take shelter of Krishna, this is Ladini. So this is Krishna Shakti, Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan, Vina. Without this Shakti, there's no establishing of Gauranga Prem. There's no establishing of the Prem Nam Sankirtan. There's lots of sound vibration, lots of goshti, and lots of action, but prema is not really established. Just the framework, the building, but no people inside. So the vastu is the important thing, not the form.